step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's bardic basement bite size, we have Vanessa Autumn Jonklass. I first met Vanessa at the first bardic basement event at Wellingborough Library.
This is called Knowing Your Arse from Your Elba. Listen, folks, you must beware. There's some bad shit going on out there. Outside, I see a 5G mast, which has moved much closer since I saw it last. I know it's part of some alien plan to spray a virus and grab our land. And I know how else that they're attacking. Well, you know that extra Amazon packaging, where they send you a box that's larger than what you bought. Well, I've realised why. It's a Trojan horse. The empty part is full of virus, to make us ill and then require us to get a vaccine, which really has the role of getting us all under mind control. But people, don't worry. There's hope, I vow. I believe the resistance is forming now. And they're infiltrating Amazon as well. And you want to know how I can tell? Well, I bought a vibrator using Prime, and as I lay in bed, I had a message from the resistance head, and a picture from the message sender appeared in my mind. It was Idris Elba. So keep the faith and wait for a sign. We'll beat this invasion if we hold the line. Help the resistance with their task, and open parcels with an oxygen mask. Oh, but now I'm getting a new message from that sender. But don't worry, folks. I know my arse from my elba. Take care. So this one is called Wake Up Daddy. It's one I wrote very late one night when I was watching the news. And I saw a horrible report about a bomb strike on a village. I think it was in Yemen. But it was horrible. And there'd been a wedding party when the bomb had fallen, and it killed a load of people, one of whom was the father of a little child who they filmed trying to shake the body of his father and wake him up. It was horrendous. So wake up, Daddy. Go wake your father. The crops need tending. Go wake him now. The roof needs mending. Wake up, Daddy. A little boy's voice. Wake up. Go wake your father. The planes are coming. He must be asleep. I can't hear his drumming. Wake up, Daddy. A tear-stained face. Wake up. Go wake your father. The baby's crying. Interrupt his dream. Humanity is dying. Wake up, Daddy. Small hands clutch. Wake up. Wake up, Daddy. A little boy's voice. Wake up, Daddy. A tear-stained face. Wake up, Daddy. Small hands clutch. Wake up, Daddy. A fatherless child. Wake up. Hush now and cease your crying. You cannot wake him. There's no point trying. Get up, child. No one can wake your daddy. Thank you. This one is called Writing Fonts. Capturing the world in a cage of words. We fasten life with ink on paper, pinning down our experiences with curlicues and commas, pinning down the beauty, butterfly words, entomological etymology. Imageless pictures rise up from the pages like steam from summer asphalt or the breath of a dying muse. Does each reading strip away a layer of the writer's soul or replenish it? How does the magic happen? The graphite reproduction of beauty, romance, horror, or despair. all the colour of the universe disguised in HB Grey or black printer ink. The glories of the Roman Empire etched in Time's New Roman. Mermaids wreathed in aerial. Poems christened in a font of the author's choosing. And then born and reborn in the reader's eyes. Offspring judged by strangers. So take these words by the hand. And please treat them kindly. Thank you. This one is called United We Fall. The same burst of stardust made us all. The same hot sun holds us all in thrall. Baked us in the oven of creation and coloured our skin. Governs the planet on which we spin. You think she hides behind a burqa, while you hide behind a two-faced smile. You find God in a cosmic event. Another finds God in the smile of a child. But as in the beginning, so the end, together, regardless as foe or friend. And in the end, what good will the fighting have been, as the sun goes down on our final scene, as the unimportant is sucked away, flung back to the void on our final day, as we turn to each other, stripped bare on that plain, we'll finally see we are all the same. So regardless of today's divisive calls, of hate-mortared bricks in fear-fashioned walls, at the end of days, it's united we'll fall. Thank you.
You can find her social media links in the description. And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our coffee page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.